I want you to take your Bibles. Follow me in your Bible. Go to Psalm 84 tonight. We're getting ready for Jubilee. We're gearing up. And I'm gearing up. Someone told me, he said, you preach like you're 27 years old on Sunday. But I felt like I was 85 on Monday. I want you all to know that. I'll tell you what, I still got desire. Amen. And this is burning on me tonight. What I'm going to be preaching to you tonight. It's just burning on me. It's really strong in my soul tonight. And I want to preach it. And I'm going to read all 12 verses of Psalm 84. If you're there, say amen. Amen. How amicable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will still, praise God, they will be still praising thee. Blessed is the man whose strength is in the Lord, whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca maketh it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Somebody help me right there. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord God will give grace and glory. I'm not going to preach from this next phrase, but I could. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Our Father, Lord, I want to help somebody tonight. Help me to preach with power, with authority, with anointing. And Lord, I know what anointing means. It means to be approved. I don't want to do anything that would be disapproved. Don't let anything come out of my mouth that's of the flesh. But God, I want to yield to your spirit. Cleanse me of sin. God, fill me with your spirit. Help me to be a help tonight. In Jesus' name, for his sake. Amen. Now, there is some conjecture of who wrote Psalm 84. But most conservative authors, now some liberal authors say it might have been a Jew in Babylon. Some liberal authors also said it might have been a Jew out of Egypt. But I believe, as most conservative commentaries believe, that the writer of this psalm was David himself. And the setting of this psalm is when David was on the run from his own son. I tell you what, our world's messed up. How many agree with that? And it's bad when fathers against mothers and sons against daughters. Somebody help me preach. And David's own son had rebelled in the kingdom, and David was on the run. And while he was on the run, he had got away from something. He was missing something. He wasn't missing the palace, though he loved his palace. He wasn't missing his plush throne, though he loved his throne. He loved his servants, but that's not what he was missing. He loved his family, but that's not what he was missing. He said, how amicable are thy tabernacles? I tell you what, David was missing church. He was missing meeting in the tabernacle. Now, I'm comparing the Old Testament worship in the tabernacle and the temple with the New Testament worship in the house of God. And we are the church, and everywhere we meet, that church. Somebody say amen. But he said, how amicable or pleasant or lovely. Amen. His son was acting a fool. But he said, there's something I miss. He said, I'll tell you what I miss. I miss the house of God. Here's what David in essence was saying. And I want to preach on this tonight. Because in this last days, I believe there's a lot of people that have backed off from church attendance. Amen. Well, just a little Sunday morning is all I need. Who told you that? You heard that from some idiot. You sure did hear from God. For my God said, not forsaking the assembly of yourselves together. As the day is approaching, ladies and gentlemen, we need more church instead of less church. There's some people be satisfied if you shut down church on Sunday night. And satisfied if you shut her down on Wednesday night. But not this boy. Jesus Christ is coming again. And I need church more than I ever needed before. I need preaching more than I ever needed before. That singing y'all done, I want you to know something. That was wonderful. I need it. It got me stirred up tonight. I'm ready to preach because y'all's ready to sing. Somebody help me. Amen. Yes, sir. In the wintertime, can I tell you, I'm getting ready to preach. In the wintertime, I've got some people in my church. They love snow. Well, I told them I'm going to pray that if it snows, it only snows on Sunday night after church, Monday, Tuesday. No snow on Wednesday. Thursday, Friday, no snow on Saturday. Because I don't want to miss church. I don't want to miss gathering. Hey, you say, why is it so important? David said, I love church. Gathering like this is an assembly. Is needful for my soul. Is needful for my life. You know what's wrong with some people? They take this church lightly. You take the preaching you get lightly. I try to give you something every Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. I try to give you all I've got. I might be on one leg, and sometimes my heart's skipping a beat. But I want you to know, Lois, I give everything I've got because I love church. Amen. Let me give you five things or four things or somewhere along there. Number one, church. You say, well, you love it so much. It's a consolation for the soul. Look at verse number 1 and 2. He said, how amicable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. Look at what he said. Listen to these words. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. That word longeth, that word fainteth, that word crying, it speaks of a passion. I tell you what's happened. I guess a lot of it because this new wave of web church, online church. And by the way, I'm glad we got online for our shut-ins. But there's some of you ain't shut in that's listening to me right now. You've been shut in for 2.5 years with the COVID. I wonder if you'll ever get back. Good preaching. It's shameful. I see him in Kroger's. I seen one the other day at Kroger's. I just went up to him. I guess I'm a little bit bold these days. I just went up to him. I said, I ain't seen you for a while. I said, well, I'm scared to death of COVID. And I said, well, you're not too scared to death. You're sitting right here in Kroger's with no mask on. Well, here's what they said to him, but I need food. Well, I said, last time I know, I thought about it, I get my spiritual food from the Word of God, and I need a preacher preaching the Word of God, and I need help from the Word of God, and I need to hear singing from the Word of God, and I need to be around the fellowship of the people of God. Man, we've lost our passion. I believe this generation needs revival. He had a desire. I'll tell you what. Now, you look at me. And I'm going to say it, Chad. I guess I'm bold. I might get some errors sent after me. You know how I know if you're half backslidden? It's because you don't have no desire alone for God's house. Don't tell me you're right with God and you don't want to be in God's church. I don't believe it. And then he had a desperation. He said he was fainting, Jared. He desired, he had a passion for it. I want you to know something. I want all y'all to look at me. Do you know how many hours I spend just preparing a message for you? An average message takes 8 to 15 hours. Just study. Just reading. Just the preparation. You see, you mean to tell me you've studied 8 to 15 hours for a 30 to 45 minute sermon? Why do you do that? Because I'm not going to just open my mouth. You need to hear from God. When you come to this place, you need to know the preacher is preaching the Word of God. Then there was a determination. He was crying. But not only do I see a passion, but look at the verses. I see a person. Amen. Look here. He said, my heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Amen. I'll tell you what. I thank God we got nice seats. Thank God we got a beautiful piano. I thank God that we got a wonderful pulpit. But I want y'all to know, I didn't come to worship the pulpit, admire the piano. I didn't come to see how pretty the carpet was. I came to hear from a living God. I came to, because I need God, and I need to get in fellowship with God, and I need to have communion with God, and I want to have a good relationship with God. And I love church because I need church so I can keep a good fellowship with God. Amen. I'd ask the people online to share it, but I think they done shut me off. Number two, look at verse 3 and 4. Boy, I got to get this. Listen to this. Look at this. It says, yea, the sparrow hath found a nest, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will still be praising thee. Number two, church is for a catalyst for stability. Now look at me. You want to find unstable people? Unstable people, they are the people that won't darken the church door. Good preacher. We'll squat in here now. What do you mean by a catalyst? I'm talking about a conduit. I want you to know church helps me have stability. I heard somebody say this. This might be the dumbest thing you could say. Well, preacher, I'm having a hard time. And we're really upset. And we just got to stay home because we're real upset. And we're having a hard time. That's cuckoo cuckoo puffs. Ladies and gentlemen, when you're having a hard time, when you're upset, when you're unstable, guess what you need more of? Being in the house of God. You need to see your friends. See your neighbors. You need to hear from God. Amen. Listen to this. Birds have more sense than some of us have. Said the sparrow had a nest right in the house of God. David probably remember going to the tabernacle and saw a bird's nest up there. You know how a bird has more nests than some people do? And more sense? I'll tell you what it's cast for. For my family. Amen. I want you to know something. I know there's a lot of people, and I'm going to get in trouble right here, and I want you all to know I'm getting ready to get in trouble. Okay? I know I'm getting ready to get in trouble. But our kids and our parents have got so enamored with athletics and sports that it's become before God. I want all y'all to know something. I'm a sport F. I love it. I love it. But I want you to know there's going to be a day there ain't going to be no footballs. And there ain't going to be no basketballs. And somebody said, well, I just want my son and daughter to get a scholarship. You know what the likelihood of your son and daughter get a scholarship in sports? About 0.05. Boy, good preacher. Hey, I'm for it. Hey, by the way, I go watch your kids play. But there ain't nothing substitutes for the church of the living God. Amen. Whew, good preaching, Reverend. Oh, I tell you what. Thank God it's good. You know, my mama, before I got saved, she went to a Presbyterian church, but it's conservative Presbyterian. I'm going to be honest with you. There's some days I didn't want to give up, but my mama got me by the ear and said, you going to church, boy. And I said, well, do I have a vote? She said, absolutely not. I tell you, kids need to be in church. You know what? Do you realize, how many parents realize what they're teaching over in your schools? How many of y'all know that in a lot of our public schools, they got homosexual clubs? Did y'all know that? Anybody know that? How many knew that? Raise your hand. Oh, yes, they do. Right here in Putnam County. Amen. You know I'm telling the truth. Boy, it's quiet in here. You know, I can tell when I touch a nerve. But I want you to know our families, our kids need to be under old-fashioned preaching. They need to be under a preacher that preaches line upon line and precept upon precept. And one day, if they don't stay in church, one day you'll wish they had. If they get on drugs or get on alcohol, 75% of teenagers have sex before they're out of school. 83% has either drank liquor or smoked marijuana or done some other drug before they get out of school. And by the way, I'm not preaching against public schools because there's some Christian schools just as wicked. Quiet in here. Amen. Yeah. Not only is it good for my family, it's good for my favor. Look at verse 4. He said, blessed are they that dwell in the house. They will still be praising thee. You want God to bless? How many of y'all want God to bless you? Do you want Him to bless you? Then you stay in God's house. You keep your kids in God's house. You keep your kids in the youth group. You put that number one on the list. Hey, you keep your kids in the Bible. You read the Bible to them. You pray to them. You make sure they know there's a real living God living in your house. And then it's good for your faith. How many of y'all believe faith cometh by hearing? Amen. And hearing by the word of God. I tell you what, look at me. It doesn't matter to me who's in the White House. And I'll be honest with you. That thing we got in the White House now. Dear Heavenly Father. What a mess. Don't even know what genders are. Hello. They all got upset. I hope none of y'all got upset yesterday when they heard that little leak about abortion. Well, I hope they do take it to the states that where we get a vote on it instead of got 9 people in a row running around. Ain't no reason that 9 people ought to legislate morality and decency. I'll tell you where you find decency and morality: in an old-fashioned preaching, teaching church that teaches it right. Amen. You say, you're getting under my skin tonight. Well, why am I getting under your skin? Yeah, if you love God, you ought to love His preaching. You want God's favor. You want to have more faith, then come and hear God's word. Amen. Now listen. Number three, look at verse 5 and 6. This is good. This is where we're going to get real good and helpful. The Bible says, who passing, verse 6, through the valley of Baca, make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go, listen to this. They come from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. Listen, number three, I love church because it's a comfort in the time of stress. How many of y'all believe we're living in stressful times? I was talking to someone on the phone last week. I hadn't even told my staff this. Not, they don't go to this church. And they were embarrassed to go to their own pastor. But they were on the phone and they told me they were so eat up with stress. This particular man, while I was talking to him, said, I'm thinking about suicide tonight. He said, life ain't worth living. And I said, man, you need to get into you need to get saved if you're not saved, but you need to get into a real Bible teaching, preaching church that can help you overcome your stress. Overcome the agony you're feeling. He said he used to go to church, but he said they changed the Bible. They don't have altar calls anymore. And all we are is numbers and nickels to them. God help us. God help us that we ever stoop so low that all we're out for is numbers and nickels. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a sad day when Christianity has been, we have made it about money and charm. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what we need. We need somebody to get some help during these stressful, hurting times that we're all going through. Amen. Amen. He said, I passed through the valley of Baca. That word Baca means sorrow, pain, weeping. I want to share something with you. Antoinette, would you look up at me? I'm going to help you right now. Look at me. I walked in. I went and heard my granddaughter. And I came by Antoinette, and this dear sister right here was hugging on Antoinette and loving on her. And I came to Antoinette, and Antoinette's still grieving, aren't you, Antoinette? And evidently somebody's been telling you the wrong stuff, Antoinette. And I'm going to tell you the right stuff tonight. She said, a boy had been saved. She asked me, is he in heaven? Yes. Yes. If he's saved, he's in heaven. You right now? Right now. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Antoinette, when we die, the real us leaves this body. We go to heaven. Where you find that? You find that from teaching of the Word of God in church. Hey, we need to love on each other. And by the way, I'm going to tell her and tell you. You might have Catholic friends, but there's no such thing as purgatory. You said, where'd you learn that from? From the Bible? From a preacher that taught me that truth of the Word of God? There's no intermediate state. The moment a sinner dies, he's in hell. The moment a saint dies, he's in heaven. You said, how you know they're in heaven? Because there's rejoicing in heaven in the presence of the angels over one sinner that repenteth. Well, who in the world is it if they're in the presence of angels? That's people that's went on. Amen. By the way, we need to encourage each other. I want you to know something. You can't get encouragement out of this world. Because there's all kinds of beliefs. Hey, you ain't going to get what I'm preaching tonight from Oprah. Or Dr. Phil. No, you get it when you come here under preaching in a church of the living God where you hear and get encouraged. And he said, we go from strength to strength. You said, what's that mean? My leg's hurting a little bit, but I'm going to show you what it means. You know what I'm going to tell you how we get strength? Is when you have come in the church and God's given you the victory over something, and then you share it to her. Then she shares it to her. Then she shares it to her. Strength to strength. You know what that means? From company to company. You can't find that nowhere but the house of God. By the way, Antoinette, there's people in this building that's been where you are. That's lost their loved ones. But I want you to know something. Let me give you another scripture, Antoinette. If this earthly tabernacle dissolve, we have a building of God, not made with hands, eternal in the heaven. Let me give you some hope. Not a hope, not some hope, this hope. And I'll tell you what else, Antoinette. His soul and spirit's in heaven, and his body's in the grave. But one of these days, there's going to be a rapture of the church, and he's going to change our old vile body in the likeness of his glorious body. Oh, what a day that'll be. Amen. I think it was Sunday. One of our teenagers. And I don't want to put one teenager over another one. So I won't say his name. I think he's 16 or 17. I don't know how old he is. He came in, stayed after church, and he hugged my neck. Now, every once in a while, some of you old people will hug my neck, but this was a teenager. And here's what he said. Thank you for being my preacher. I was born here at this church. And you've been faithful. And I thought that old boy was a rebel. Sometimes it's better not to look on the outside. Sometimes there's something good on the inside. He hugged my neck. Because every once in a while, some of y'all wouldn't grunt if I preached right from the heavenly throne in heaven. But it might be a teenager. It might be a bus kid. It might be that somebody said, well, I appreciate you preaching. You know, I beat the odds. I've been your preacher 43 years. I'm on 44. You say, you ready to quit? You ready to stop? No. Because I'm going to love on you. You say, you preach hard. Every one of you know I preach hard, but I guarantee you call me 2 o'clock in the morning, I'll beat your house. Because I've done it. I don't have to prove it. See, what church is, it's a place you can find comfort. Any of y'all ever get stressed? Man, I've been half stressed. Marguerite, I ain't used to her being sick. How many of y'all know what I mean? I'm used to her running for me. I ain't used to her saying, John David, get me something. And she ain't been doing well. But I want to tell you, my wife loves God. She cares for God. You said, where'd you meet her at? I didn't meet her in a bar. I didn't meet her in no casino. I met her at First Baptist Church of Pinch. I got saved on Wednesday night and told Bill Lamont I was in love on Saturday. It just took her 6 months to find out she was in love. Amen. Somebody help me tonight. I want you to know something. I've had more blessings from being in the house of God and being with the people of God than I could ever got out in the world. Then look at verse 10. I'm finished. I hope I'm helping somebody. This here verse really got down in my shoes. Look at verse 10. Are you there? Say amen. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. Look what he said. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. I'll tell you what else church is. It's a place to serve. Well, glory. I'm glad for the people that serve God in this church. Allison's here tonight. Got some friends from Arkansas. I want y'all to know it's good having you. Am I doing all right? Okay. I want you to know we're proud of her. I've seen her since she was a little girl. And God grew her up in the church. And now she's serving. I look back at Craig Trimmer. Craig got gray hair now. Greg, you remember when you was about 7 or 8 years old? This is shameful what I'm ready to say. Hey, me and that boy right now, we still connected, ain't we? I told him I was going to whip him. I tried to, and he knocked me right over a couch when he was 8 years old. His wife, Nikki, I remember when I visited her house, and she sat on my knee. I was 7 years old. And now he's a deacon, and she's serving, and I watched a bunch of your kids grow up. Some of y'all in this room, you weren't born when I got here, and now you're here, and you've been serving God. I'm proud of all of you, and thank God that you could come in here and find a place to serve. Somebody say amen. And you better hear this. It's an honor to get to sing in the house of God. It's an honor to get preaching in the house of God. Hey, Sister Susie, it's an honor to cook a meal for the people in the house of God. I remember I had some of Job's three friends too. They said, you'll never get anywhere in life. Well, see, they didn't know what God could do. Ladies and gentlemen, when I went to Pitts Baptist Church 49 years ago, I said, from a bartender's family, I went to youth group first Sunday, Lois. And they tried to make it easy on me. They had a quiz. You remember back then, they had them little quizzes. And what was it? They called it a different kind of youth group back then. I forget what it was called. BB something, I don't know. Huh? BYF, that's what it was. I went to the BYF. You said, what happened to BYF? Well, they was giving questions. And what they asked me, they had the easiest softball question in the world. Who went up the sycamore tree? You said, what'd you say? I said, Abraham Lincoln. You said you didn't know who went up the sycamore tree? No. But I want you to know something. Since then, God saved me. I've got 2 earned doctorates. God has blessed me. I want you to know in Bible college, and I can't say this about high school, I never made a B or C or D or E. Always. He said, how? Because I was doing it for him. Right. And when you do it for him and serve God for him, it's worth everything.
Amen.
You know, if you're a deacon, if you're a Sunday school teacher, if you're a leader, if you get to play the piano, I don't know what you're doing in church. I don't know what you, but you ought to thank God that you're here. I'd rather be a doorkeeper. We got a smiley doorkeeper right there. I love you. I'm glad God brought you to our church. You're such an encouragement to me. You become my friend. Whew. I look back at Miss Angie. I pray for you today. I know y'all been through a lot, but I thank you for your service for those folks that are hungry. Your leadership there, I thank you. It doesn't go unnoticed. God knows all about our service. I never would have been able to attain any of this. It wasn't for the house of God. And being under the church. Whew. Hope I helped you tonight. I love it. And Lord willing, I'll be here Sunday morning. Lord willing, I'll be here for Mother's Day. And Lord willing, I'll be here Sunday night. But if I ain't here and I can't make it, you'll do it. I trust you. I thank God I serve with the greatest staff in the world. I thank God I serve with the greatest deacon board in the world. I love church. I love the people I serve with. Can I say something about that guy right there? How many of y'all know Steve Cook? You ever say anything about Steve Cook, I'm coming after you. Steve Cook's been my friend. He'd been my friend when I was a sinner. I went up to his house. Remember when the first time I went up there, I scared your sister to death. I thought she was going to have a coronary. Y'all don't know this, but when I sinned, I had a big old afro. Y'all know that? I didn't have a comb. I had a fork. But I tell you what happened to me, buddy. You was talking about that old heart. God put a new heart in me, a new heart of flesh, a new heart where the Spirit of God dwelleth. I got a new heart to love Him, a new mind to know Him, a new will to serve Him. Say amen. Listen to me. Can I tell you, don't you ever get out of church. You always come to a church that uses the right Bible, sings the right songs, loves your kids, tries to support you, tries to be a help. I look back on back. Hey, Mills. Wave at me. I remember when you came to church and you was a hardhead, wasn't you? A scientist hardhead. But there's something happened to you, didn't it, Mills? Got saved by the grace of God. Amen. It helped your family. I saw your boy up there a while ago and he's a good little boy. He got hair like I used to have. I like that boy. Let me tell you, that's what happens when you serve God and try to live for God. Somebody help me preach tonight. Aren't you glad you're in a good church trying to raise your kids right and love each other? Amen. I love church. Amen. Bow your head with me. How many? Lois, you come on. Go ahead. Almost got lengthy tonight. How many right here tonight? How many right here tonight you got a problem or some stress in your life you'd like for me to pray for? Raise your hand. Come on, raise them up. Man, there's a lot of people. I'm going to have you stand. If y'all want to come and pray, you can. But I'm going to have a special prayer for you before this service is over. Sing a song tonight.